Clara's going to get a sore neck this morning. We appreciate the music of ministry, ministry of music, that is, and the blessing they are to us. And God's really singing a song through our lives every day. And I heard a true story of someone who was on a mission from God. He was a senator and meeting with a bunch of other senators for a Bible study. And that happens a lot, you know, in government and people doing things on behalf of the nation. But this fellow was a fairly new believer, so he was asked to open in prayer, and he prayed with these words. He said, "Our Father in heaven, may all the Hindus confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. May all the Muslims confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. May all the Jewish folks confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And may all the Christians confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." And the senator was on a mission. He thought the best thing he could offer for the health of the nation would be for people to know Christ and follow him. And to be that light shining in the darkness. To be salt where there's a lot of decay happening. And he had a great message. And he really represented the mission of the whole church in the tone of his prayer. Because we bring good news to people. That's God's calling on our lives. I used to listen to the radio as a young believer and try to find something inspiring. And I came across a half-hour program where they had singing and preaching. So I thought, I'm going to listen to that. And it was called the Lutheran Hour, misnamed, 30 minutes called the Lutheran Hour. And at the beginning of every broadcast, the announcer would say the same thing. He would say, the Lutheran Hour, bringing Christ to the nations. And I thought, wow. That's a great message that we can take for ourselves. We bring Christ to people and to the nations. And that mission that the senator had on behalf of the country, God gives to you and I. God gives to Norwin Alliance Church. She is on a mission from God. It's a mission that we didn't make up for ourselves. God planned it for us. So the first truth to know is this. That the mission that we have and the ministry we have as people is really from God. It's His idea to pass on news about Christ through you to other people. That's part of His honoring Himself in your life. I was reminded of the quote that Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote about church and how wonderful it is. He said, "Church is the only group of people who exist for the sake of those outside the church." So we're to help other people and to pass on news about Christ to them. And the Bible says all that is from God. He gave us, all of us, the ministry of reconciliation. And you might be here today thinking, well, how can I pass that on to other people? God would make an appeal this morning to you and say, become a friend of God. He's a friend to you. Christ loves you. He can make you that new person that we saw in the video. The 40-some-year-old soldier saying, how can I have my life changed? How can I be saved? And he prayed to receive Christ. Or the gal in prison. You're not in prison physically, but you might be in prison to your own self or to sin in your life. And just say, Lord, I can't be a better person without your help. I need you to come into my life and be my Savior. God gave us that ministry of reconciliation, Paul says. And we have the humble task of telling others about the Lord. Can you imagine if somebody gave you the greatest treasure in all the world? I don't know what that would be. Sometimes you see things on TV, the greatest this and the greatest that. But what if someone gave you the greatest treasure in all the world and said, you take care of this treasure and you pass it on to as many people as possible. And your treasure will never run out. You'd say, wow. You'd gulp with a little bit of concern. And you'd think, can I do this? You know, am I able to? You might get sweaty palms or something. The Lord has done that for us if we know Christ. He's given us the greatest treasure in the world, who is God Himself. So we get to pass Him on to other people. We do it imperfectly, but we want to do it continually and faithfully. And I heard the story just a while back of good news that was squandered If you ever squander a treasure or misplace it or lose it, I told the story to the Wednesday night group. There were two little girls in grade school who lost their parents simultaneously, one through an accident and another parent through illness. And there was a trust set up to protect the little girl's future so that when they became of age, they would have something that they could live on and kind of sustain them for a few years when they got out of school. Well, the person who was in charge of that trust, one of their family members, an uncle, went out and misused the trust. He squandered it. He spent it all on himself and leaving the girls in poor condition when they got older. And you and I, as followers of Christ, if we keep God's news to ourselves or His love to ourselves, we really squander a trust that has been given to us. We become like the selfish bad uncle. You know, it's for me. It's for me by myself. But we're given a ministry committed to us by God, the Bible says, and we're to pass that on to others. Verse 18, God gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So we have the trust. We're to pass on Christ and not to squander it. You know, we don't want to do that. And we see in the passage from 2 Corinthians also a third life-changing truth. That's y'all become preachers this morning because God's Word says, God preaches a sermon through us, and our life becomes a sermon by the way we live. God makes an appeal through us. So there's a lot of good preachers in the fellowship today, ready to be sent with the message. I remember in Vacation Bible School a number of years back, seeing the wordless book. And in the wordless book, there are different colors on different pages. Red stood for Christ, His love for us, His shed blood for the forgiveness of sins. Gold stood for heaven. And there weren't any words in the book. There was just the book. And so you hear the good news through the wordless book. And your life is my life is a wordless book sent from God. He makes an appeal through us. Listen to what the Holy Spirit says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, you are a letter from Christ, known and read by everyone. Wednesday we talked about letters from famous people that we have received. And I think I've received letters from the past three presidents. And not asking for money, but just saying, you know, this is what I'm up to, kind of thing. Not personal letters, form letters. And that was good. But Christ sends a letter to people. And you're the letter. You know, what a message that he preaches through you. And sometimes you think, well, I don't know if I could pass on much of a letter. When I first felt called to be a pastor, I had great hesitancy because I thought, well, I don't have the gift of gab, so I don't know. Believe it or not, I don't have the gift of gab. So I thought, I don't know if I could be a pastor. But the Lord said, well, I'll speak through you anyway, you know. And God's Word says our confidence comes from God. In other words, you are competent as a believer to pass on good news of Christ to other people. And He'll do it through you in a way that He won't do it through anybody else. To tell of Jesus and His love by the way you live and by what you say. A number of weeks ago, we had a guest speaker in our church. He talked about how he tries to pass on news of Christ to other people, just in conversation. He says he'll ask them a question, what's your church background? And they'll say, well, I'm Catholic or I'm Presbyterian or whatever. And then he'll follow up with the question, well, how does a Catholic get to heaven? Or how does a Presbyterian get to heaven? Or whatever the background is. And in that way, look for an open door to share good news about Christ with other people who simply don't know. Remember the soldier in the video said, so many people in our country have never heard the basic gospel story. I know I was 16 before, at least I heard it in a manner that was cogent to me. And I felt like someone's taking the time to share this good news with me. So we're sent on that mission and to share of Jesus and His love. 85% of the people in our country will not be reading their Bible today. OK, Okay, I hope you're not one of those 85%. But 85% of the people don't read the Bible on a daily basis. But they do read your life. So you're a letter sent from God. You're that gospel that God is using to bring people to Himself. And never underestimate the power of your walking testimony. Because God is making an appeal through you. And it is an opportunity for repentance, if repentance is in order. I know most of the time when I am not an effective witness, or if I don't feel like I have anything good to say about the Lord, it's because my life is in a shambles. So I say, Lord, make me an effective ambassador for you. I don't want to be a letter that doesn't bring good news, but a letter that does bring news of Christ. So God preaches through us, and never lose the confidence in the Lord about that. A fourth truth I think we can get from the passage is this, that as an ambassador, you and I are to light the candle, not just curse the darkness. Not just curse the darkness. And I think this is really needed in our nation today. It would be a way to honor people who have died for the country. Certainly honor Christ who died for people. That we light the candle, we just don't curse the darkness. You and I bring the only good news probably the world will hear this week. You think the world will hear good news as they turn on the television and watch the nightly news? Different channels. I do that quite often. I see the news coming. Okay, one story after the next. Most of it's not too encouraging. And sometimes I get mad at the TV. Sometimes I get mad at the announcer. Say, you're not bringing me good news. You know, you're slanting it this way or that way. I do my remote and off they go. But then I stop and think. Is it really their job to bring me the good news? Is it really the job of the world to come and tell me the truth? Is that part of the mission they have? Or is that my mission? Maybe I shouldn't be mad at the TV. Maybe I should be mad at me. That you and I, we have the good news to bring. We're the one who lights the candle in the darkness because we're entrusted with the gospel and we share as one hungry person to another in that way. I remember I went to a Boy Scout camp when I was in second grade, I believe. I was a little bit frightened. First time away from home. Went with my older brother. Out in the middle of the woods, it was very dark. I grew up with street lights all around me. No street lights out there in the camp. And we stayed in the cabin with a bunch of guys and pitch dark in the cabin. Didn't like it there. Tried to get out of bed. Bumped my toe on the bed. Urgh. Bad darkness. And I hate the darkness and I hate the camp. And my brother was in the cabin with me. He said, turn that flashlight on. Rookie camper, I didn't know what to do, you know. Flashlight. Ah. Darkness is not so intimidating anymore. In fact, I got a problem. I got a solution to help solve the problem of the darkness. And as God says in His Word, with Christ, referring to Christ, He shines in the darkness. And the darkness has never overcome the light. Never overcome the light. That's good news for a nation. That's good news for your friends and neighbors who, you know, you're concerned about. The light shines and brings good news. You light the candle. And as God's people on a mission, we don't want to become like Old Economy. How many have ever taken a trip to Old Economy down by Invaden, Pennsylvania? Wonderful group of Christian people. They said, we're Christians, and we don't know about everybody else, but we're going to hold the fort till Jesus comes. Okay, and He's coming soon. And there they were. They built a nice fortress down there and didn't do much else. You know, weren't concerned about people beyond the walls of Old Economy. And unfortunately now, Old Economy, not a thriving group of believers, living believers, but a museum to what happens when people don't share the light of Christ. And thankfully, most Christians are not like that. They say, we're here to share Christ and not squander the trust and bring God's light to a hurting world. And the Lord really blesses as we do that. And he sends us as his ambassadors. We represent him in a land that's not necessarily our own. We don't get too awful attached, you know. An ambassador, if I'm the ambassador from the U.S. to Thailand, I don't say, I'm here in Thailand, I want to take over Thailand and make it our 51st country. I say, I'm here in Thailand to pass on news so the people in Thailand can be set free. I don't try to get it for myself. And the mission of the Christian is to go and preach Christ so hearts can be changed, so lives and nations can be changed. We don't try to force things on people who don't have the right to be heard just because we have the truth. You know, we share as a servant. One missionary who wanted to give his life in service to God and present it as a sacrifice, be it good impact or bad impact, in other words, the response would be good or bad. He said this, if Christ is God and died for me, then no sacrifice I make for him is too great. That sounds like something a soldier would write about our country. If America is free and my family's here, no sacrifice I make is too great to protect my family. And the believer, we know Christ gave his life for us. We hear a similar call. If Christ is God and died for us, there's nothing God would ask us to do that would say, oh, you know, it's too hard or we're not sure or whatever. It's a great privilege to serve and to pour out your life, not in self as a believer or in self-protection or in cursing the darkness, but in passing on the light of Christ, his truth, his gospel, his love. And God works in that scenario to say that he reigns. He reigns over all the nations. One of the exciting themes in the scripture that you'll see about nations, all nations, and including the United States of America, that the nations are an inheritance of the Lord. You think, well, you ever wonder, I wonder what's going to happen to our nation? I'm so concerned. You know, sometimes you hopefully you cry about it and you weep and pray and shine your light. But God says, I'm going to inherit the nations, including the United States of America. And in the long run, he will receive glory, as in other nations, Ecuador, Iraq, wherever. And a wonderful picture in the Bible is given. I don't know if I've shared it on Sunday morning or not, about the messenger who brought good news in Isaiah. Back in the Old Testament days, when somebody was going to bring news about a battle that was won or about peace that would come, they came on the mountain kind of as a postman courier. And they brought message, whether it was good or bad, defeat or victory. And Isaiah said, how lovely on the mountains are those who bring good news, defeat. Because when they saw the messenger coming, it was one of hope. And when they brought good news, defeat, they were kind of running in a trot, marching well. And the good news would be brought. Because the news was, part of the news was God is reigning. God is reigning. And I hope your life and my life as a message to people around us in our own dear country is this. You know what? Dear United States of America, our God reigns. Reigns over the nation. And we're passing on good news. We don't have feet that are not beautiful because all we have is a message of condemnation. We have a message of hope and of reconciliation to Christ to bring. And he calls us to that task. What a wonderful mission we have as a people. And might God always have that on our hearts to honor him. As a Christian, I enjoy doing many things. One of the things I enjoy, because it's a call from God again, is passing on Christ to others, either with his love or his good news. Nothing gets our adrenaline going like that. And he keeps me out of the old economy syndrome when I do that. How gracious he is. Might you commit your hearts to the Lord with me for the mission he sends us on. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for a true promise in your word. Many promises this morning from the scripture. One from Isaiah, when you said, all will see the salvation of God. And so we're part of getting that promise fulfilled, Lord, when we pass the gospel on to other people. And then, Father, the promise that we would be Christ's ambassadors. You'd be making an appeal through us in this land where we live. And so we say, Lord, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light, with the holy light of you, Jesus. And then you'd protect us by your might, because you're the great God, our King. Give us news of hope and help to our dear nation and to the nations of the world. Send us once again, Lord, on the great mission you have for us. Bless each one, Father, with that sense of provision in their own hearts, that you're making an appeal through them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.